Wednesday night. We're at the end of Melicha. He's going through various Evarim. I wanted to get Rabbi Stein to come tonight and maybe talk about how it's Lamaisa done, but I wasn't able to. There was such a tzad, but it didn't work out. Because we really don't have a shaykhus to the siman anymore. Our bubbies did, our grandbubbies, but we don't. But if you're in the kashrus business, it's very, very, very relevant and very scary when you mass produce how you do all these things. And you need a very good hashgacha and very good standards. And I told you, one of the differences I know is how they do chickens, how they do the hollow of the chickens. Okay, so Siman Lamed Vav in Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. We did Yud Zayin, I think. Yeah, that's yeah. Yud Ches Halev. Trichin Lekroa Kodim Hashriya Sheyetzi Adami Menu, because the lev has different types of blood. It has its blood like other Evarim. Then it has the blood of the body coursing back and forth. So to make sure that all the blood drains out, you have to cut into it so that the salt draws out the blood. Other parts of the body, the salt draws out the blood. You don't have to cut into the Eiver. Whatever dam is inside, so will be drawn out by the salt. But the lave, it collects there, it pools there, so you have to make this slice and cut. Yutesis horeya. Oh, we learned that. Okay, the reya is the lung. Chaf is the kaved. The liver, yesh v'harbe dam. L'vikach hachila in lo takona levashlo al yidei melicha. We don't do it at all. This is the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch, but the Lamaisa, we don't do it at all. But the lashon of the Kitzur is taken from the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch, which says the Chatchila, Ein lo takana levashlo al yidei melicha, al tzrichim letzloso al ha'esh, you roast it, al tzrichim mikodem lechotcha heitev. You have to cut into it well, slice it, cut it, l'anicha v'chitucha al ha'esh, because it's saturated with dam. L'man yishev ha'esh heitev kol ha'dam shebar. U'medichin also, you wash it off. Kodim shemenichin also al ha'esh, before you put it on the fire. In other words, because again, the surface dam, the dam be'en, so you have to, that you have to get rid of. That might be absorbed into the liver by the fire process. It might not draw it out, it might absorb it in, so you have to get rid of it. That's called dam be'en, so you have to wash it off for that reason. U'kshem munachas al ha'esh, molchin also shom k'tzas. It has to be salted a little. Metzolin also achateru yal achila. That's how much it has to be roasted until it's roasted to achila. Tachakach medichin also yofe min adam shepolta. You have to wash it off very well from the blood that came out of it in the roasting. Yesh lezor l'adicha gimel pomim. Tachakach yicholon levashla. After it's roasted well, then you could cook it if you wish. Chof Aleph. Tzrichin lizor l'tzlosa dafka al ha'esh, over an open fire. Below b'tanur goyosh, not in an oven. B'chein lo yichol tzlosa b'niyor l'tzlosa kach. You shouldn't wrap it in paper. B'afil b'niyor goruwa, even in very thin paper. I am safe with this chitshuva. Meaning a proper salting, because then the salt, it will draw out some blood, and then it will be surface blood. But we're afraid it's different properties than regular meat, because it's so saturated with blood, so we're afraid it'll draw it out enough to acid it, and then it'll get reabsorbed. Because then change from loach, kobe, and bosar b'yachad, because then the other meat will absorb the blood that the kaved is polite. Chav gimel, hatchol, that's the spleen, dino kishar bosar, ratzrichim lahosim yimenu kodim shriya, before you soak it, you have to remove a sakrum sha'olav, there's a membrane on it, because of chelev, That's chaylev. Shosu b'shem chaylev. Gam tzrichim l'nakun b'shem ha-gidin. You have to get rid of the gidin. They're also called chaylev. Noto rosh ha-gid u'moshech also. V'nim shachinim o'gim u'chutin shebetocho. It's a description of the strands that come out with that gid. The tzorech lizoyer, that's in the spleen. The tzorech lizoyer shalayatsik shem chut. Because you have to take out the whole chut. The yimnitzak, if it like snaps, tzorech l'shari shachreot. You got to go in afterwards and get out the whole strand. Chavdalin hacholcholos. You sure? What?
Also, chicken. This is chaylev. The chaylev by chicken.
No.
This is talking about
an animal. Hachalcholos u'shor me'ayim, that's parts of the kishkes, mochim b'tzad achitzon, sh'ashum and dobuk shom, you salt them on the outer side, which has the shuman, dinayak chob yorodeos u'mitzadik, where it talks about the milk aspect, if there's milk in the other, how you deal with it from the bosom b'cholot perspective. Chafhei, keva shel egel, the stomach of an egel, sh'nimtza b'cholot, Shofkin is a cholov kodem shriya. Before you soak it, you have to pour out the cholov that's there. If it's milk, if it's still in milk form, kareo kashar basa. Beitzim shenimtsu betoch ofo. Sometimes you find eggs in birds after you shech them. Bein shen katanim ma'od. Bein shenigmu lagamri in kliposam. Sometimes they can be fully developed with their shell. But they still have a din of basa. We go l'chumra. If it's there, and he's going to say in a second, even if it's nigmaru v'gamri, even if it's fully developed, tzrichin shvir u'malicha v'adocha. You have to treat it like meat. It's fleshika eggs. There's a lot of different scenarios. If it's connected to the other parts of the body, if it's not, but. I'm sure nowadays we just machmir and they treat it as if it's fleishig. So you can have fleishig eggs if it's inside. I believe they just treat everything like fleishig. Avelo yimlechay meitzel habosar, because we're not 100% sure, ele yanichim b'mokom shalo yozav aleyam adomen habosar. V'beitzim elu afilu nigmi l'gam yosu lachom b'chola. Fleishig eggs. Bosar shashol gimu meis leis. This is an important halacha. That is also problematic in the world of Sharon, that if it goes for 3 days after the animal dies, then also the bishul, the malicha won't work anymore, so you can't cook it anymore. Elam kendisha bintayim, the only thing that could save it, and then you have to salt it. That's what you do if it went for 3 days. But then, in this case, you can't cook it even after you roast it.
Three days
went by. They didn't salt it yet.
They shifted it.
Yeah, they shipped it. They shipped it from Argentina to Eretz Yisrael. So you can't be moleach it anymore. The only process that helps now, with what we'll see in a second, what you can do theoretically. The only process that helps now is roasting. But this roasting, you're not allowed to cook it after the roasting. Not like kabbeh. Here you can't cook it anymore. If it waited 3 days, you have to eat it roasted. Yeah. The only thing that saves it is elam kendishra bintayim. If it soaks. What? So they've been on different sheets. A half hour, an hour, two. You can't soak it for 24 hours, right?
So if it's soaked in that 3 day period,
then you get another 3 days after the soaking.
As long as you soaked it before the 3 days were up, yeah.
You extended the period. Now, the problem, what they used to do is wash it down. When they used to ship meat, and you had this problem, they used to hose it. The freezing is a shiloh, if that helps. But they used to hose it down. They used to. Probably that's one of the more problematic areas that used to be very, very bad. In the early days of Hefsheir in America, that was one of, like, a major, huge problem with that, this halacha. So they just hosed it down, and they said, yeah, that's good enough.
That's for 3 days. It didn't count in the reason.
Yeah. 72 hours.
But once it had Melissa, they can sit.
Yeah. Nogim ba'ochos. Tlachash yasiru hanotzos. After you remove the feathers. I have to meet someone outside. Oh boy, one sits left. Nogim ba'ochos. Tlachash yasiru hanotzos. After you remove the feathers. Mahavu benosu bu'ur. If you singe it in the fire, lahosir is anishar. They get rid of any stubble that's left. The tzrichel yizorshvel lahavavon, this is even before the salting. You just singe it. The tzrichel yizorshvel lahavavon kim b'shalavish al kash v'tehaven. Not to make a large flame, in other words. Lo yasu shal heves gedola. Because you don't want to heat it up, because then you create problems. It absorbs, it becomes strength. It absorbs osurdika blood. So you don't want it to get really hot, you just want to singe it. So you use things that burn up right away. So they shouldn't get heated up. Okay, Father meets Hashem tomorrow, Tvila. Tvila's Caleb. Your son wants you to take him to the Kasper mat. Okay, tomorrow.
Bring up the shears up to date yet?
Sorry?
Are the shears up to date yet?
Up to date yet?
Yeah.
They've been up to date since the start. Since
you
started Shabbat Tachon?
No, on the 4th.
Oh, I have no idea.
Are you not involved with those?
Those are already up. I can only do the time on my blog. For little ones, for some of them, like a Dvar Aloha, I can listen to it. It's a minute long and I can write what it is. But first of all, I don't know where the Shurim are. I don't know who recorded them and where they got put. All I know is what's already online. As far as going back to relabel them, some of them, without listening to it, I have no idea how one would know what it is.
Another one's called Keith. Thank you very much. Thank you. 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 Th